Logan Mankin, Stan Culpin. Good morning, men. How are you?
Good afternoon. We're great.
After another fine day of practice.
Yep.
Looking at the Denver Broncos defense and how they've been attacking, we were talking to Peter King about this earlier as well. There seems to be some of that Rex Ryan put too many guys into a single gap for them to be able to compensate for mentality. Are you guys seeing that as well?
Not so much every once in a while, but they do a really good job of covering all the gaps, and their defense is so much improved from last year. Last year they were god-awful, and this year they got a lot of new players, a lot of good players that play the scheme, and they got a good defensive coordinator now, and you see it, 6.5 points a game. They're playing pretty dang good.
Hey, Copen, give us a scouting report on Ronald Fields, a guy a lot of us just don't know.
He was in San Francisco last year, obviously, with Nolan. So those two are very familiar. He's playing the same defense that they were out there. So he knows the defense. He's a big physical guy, good athlete, powerful guy, and, smart player.
Do you think, because, Nolan, there's a resume of his, D coordinator with the Ravens, head coach with San Francisco, now with the Broncos. Do you look at his history with other teams and say, well, they're generally doing what they've always done under Mike Nolan? Does it work out that way?
Yeah, yes and no, I guess. It all depends on what team he's playing on, what he's going to do, what he thinks his defense, what gives his defense the best situation. And he runs pretty much the same thing he had in the Niners, and I don't think I was around when he was in Baltimore, so I haven't seen any of that film, but he's doing pretty much the same thing. He's just got different guys doing it.
You were winning your Heisman at Fresno State when he was
Baltimore. He should have won the Heisman that year.
Yep.
Hey, a week ago, we kind of half joked with you guys about running the football, and I mentioned, I asked Fred Taylor, do you ever see a defense that you say we can't run against, and he laughed at me. You laughed at me as well. Were you guys happy with how the running game went last Sunday? Was 30 rushes almost more important necessarily than how many yards you got in that game?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think we were happy. I think we would have liked to get some more yards out of that. But that's a good defense. There's a lot of good players. They're tough guys to move, and they create and make a lot of plays. So I think the number was good. The number was really good, and that definitely helped us out in the game.
I think you may have just answered the question, Dan and Logan. I want you to comment on this, too. We asked Sammy Morris on Monday, so what is it about Baltimore's defense? They seem to be good year after year, and he said, it's the players and it's the scheme. It's just really it's really tough to match up against. Specifically, what is it? Is it just strength, or is it it's hard to put a hat on these guys? What is it?
I think it starts up front with their defense. They have big guys that they play the system. They're not trying to make all the tackles. Their big guys up front are to take up linemen. If they take up two linemen, that frees up the linebacker to make tackles. And Ray Lewis, he knows where the ball is going. He was calling out runs during our game when he knew where the ball was going, and then he's got Nada and Greg taking up a couple of linemen every play, and he's free to make the tackles. So you just got guys that understand their role and are playing good team defense, and that's what defense is about.
I would agree.
There you go.
Is that the first time, Logan, where he said that about you?
Hey, Dale, that's that Boston College education coming up. I would agree.
I concur.
Hey, from what I read, if I'm right, Logan, you got a game ball this week?
Yeah, I slipped in there. Tricked the coaches.
and I'm always wondering if that's in an immediate aftermath of a game, do they say it in the locker room? Or is that after they've gone through the film and broken everything down and said, oh, okay, now I know that guy should get a game ball?
Yeah, we usually find out on Monday who received game balls.
So it's not in the immediate aftermath, standing in the locker room, those movie scenes you see where the coach is holding the ball up and giving it to the guy.
Those are only occasional.
Yeah, those are special occasions. When someone has a really special game, or say a few years ago when we went to Cincinnati and Corey Dillon was here and he had a big game, he got one for that game. Just pretty special games for certain players. They can get a game ball like that.
I know Josh McDaniels had a pretty good relationship with Tom, working with him all the time. Did you guys, either of you, really have a chance to talk to him much while he was here?
Yeah, was able. I mean, he was here all 7 years that I've been here, and obviously the coordinator and the quarterback's coach. I had a chance to get to know him. He's a real good guy, a real good coach, and you know, he's doing good over there, and, you know, happy to see it.
Could either of you guys see this coming? Could you see him say, oh, you know, this guy's going to be a head coach one day?
Yeah, probably. He had success the last few years as a coordinator, and usually when you do that, someone's going to give you an opportunity. And we all knew he was a good coach. He's a good guy to be around. He was always on top of what was going on. He led our offense, and we did pretty good while he was the coordinator. So you could see that happening.
Champ Bailey talked about preparation. And this guy was coached by Mike Shanahan. And he said, Josh McDaniels has prepared him better than any coach he's ever had. Does that fall in line with what you remember from him being here as well, Dan?
No, I think he learns from a pretty good guy, too. So,
yeah.
You know, I think he takes a lot of stuff, and that's definitely not a, you know, knock on Josh. You know, you want to take
smart.
Yeah, you want to take the good things from, you know, the good people that you learn from. So, you know, I think he takes a lot of things from Bill, and, you know, why wouldn't you?
You guys buy into the hype of playing in Denver, a mile high city, and the air and all this stuff. I mean, you've played there before. Has it been a factor for either one of you?
I don't think.
I think played there a few. The
yeah, after the game, you feel it. You're pretty tired usually, but during the game, I don't think you notice it. I think the tough thing about Denver is their fans are crazy. It's loud the whole game, and that makes it tough on your offense. So that's the hardest part I think about playing in Denver. You can't hear anything. And they've always had a pretty good, decent team whenever we've traveled out there.
You guys bringing those wristbands out again?
We'll see.
Okay.
And did Light petition to get one again? That's the question. We were guessing that Matt would want one because
right.
You know, he checks in as an eligible receiver now and then. Do you guys, if you had your druthers and Bill Belichick came to you and said, okay, Dan, Logan, you guys draw up the game plan for this week, would you run it every single time, or do you like that balance run pass from your perspective now, not from how the offense performs, but from an offensive lineman's perspective?
I like it balanced. You got to throw the ball every once in a while. You got to go for those big plays. You got to keep the defense honest. And being balanced is the best because the defense, they're sitting, they can't just sit on one thing. So they're looking for both. You catch them off guard every now and then. And the passing game is where you make your, hey, you get chunks of yards, and that really puts a lot of pressure on them.
As you guys have seen the season progress, just as a fan sitting in the stands and not knowing football like you do, it looks to me like Tom is more comfortable week by week by week. He looked like he was moving better this past week. Is that valid, or is this just fanboy hoping it's true?
I think he's been comfortable from the start. You know, it's just it's early, and you got to, you know, get your rhythm down with everybody else. But, you know, he stepped in from day one of training camp, and you know, he really hasn't looked tentative or anything like that. So, you know, it's just about, you know, everybody around him executing and playing better and, you know, giving him a, you know, a better chance.
Guys, we appreciate the time. Good luck in Denver. Business trip, right?
Always business.
Always a business trip. Talk to you guys next week. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.